On a scale from 1 to 10, how edifying would you say your speech is most of the time? Ephesians 4 calls us to speak only what builds people up. Today is part 4 of our little mini-series on what Proverbs teaches about how to handle conflicts.
Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
Be humble, listen more, talk less, don't argue, don't react to insults, be fair, win the person, not the argument. And number 8, seek to edify. Ephesians 4:29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Build people up. Ask yourself in the discussion. Sometimes you're in a hard discussion. You know, we have to have some hard discussions. But ask yourself, are my words having an edifying, upbuilding, healing, nourishing effect? Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Proverbs 10:21, the lips of the righteous nourish many. But Proverbs 11:9, with his mouth the godless destroys his neighbor. And Proverbs 14:1, the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears hers down. How many wives and moms are so immersed in selfishness that they're tearing down their own household with their words? How many men work long hours at work? I mean, they're working so hard to provide an income to support their family and their household, and then they come home into their household and tear it down with their words. Our words should be for the purpose not of defeating the person, but building the person up, edifying, healing the person. Proverbs 12:18, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. And Proverbs 15:4, the tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. That's Proverbs 12:18 and Proverbs 15:4. And what makes speech edifying is not only the content, but the manner. Think about that. And that brings us to our last point, number 9, the way that you say things. Be kind and use tact. Sometimes, again, hard things need to be said. There's just no question about that. We've got to have hard conversations sometimes. But generally speaking, ask yourself, is my speech bitter or is it sweet? Is it seasoned with salt or is it poison? Do I use kindness and tact, or am I just a bull in a china shop with my words? Our culture really glorifies a good verbal smackdown, right? I mean, they look up to that. Someone says something you disagree with, you come back with this really clever zinger, you know, and man, it just puts them in their place and people and that. We love a good comeback. That'll get you a lot of laughs. That'll get you a lot of thumbs up on Facebook and everything. But does it instruct or persuade anyone? Does it benefit them? Proverbs 16:21, pleasant words promote instruction. I like the ESV translation of that. It says, sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. The way you say it. Some of you are like me, and you've only got a left brain, right? You're just like, you're logical, and then the emotional stuff out there, who knows what that is, but you're just like, it's just all reason, all logic and everything. And for if you're like me, people like me really need to learn the delivery, the body language, the facial expressions, the tone of voice. That's just all of that is involved in whether your communication is tearing down or building up. Proverbs 27:9, perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel. And a lot of it also has to do with timing. You know, when you're dealing with tact, the timing of it is important. Proverbs 27:14 says, if a man loudly blesses his neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. even if what you're saying is wonderful, I mean, you're blessing him, and what you're saying is really great, you say it at the wrong time and the wrong volume, it's not going to be received well, right? Proverbs has a lot to say about tact. saying the right thing at the right time. Proverbs 10:32, the lips of the righteous know what is fitting. Proverbs 15:23, a man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. Or Proverbs 25:11, a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. Ephesians 4 says, all our speech is to be edifying. That passage is always so convicting to me. It's so easy for me to just fall into making conversation. I'm one of those people that takes every bit of mental energy I have just to keep a conversation going. So I talk about whatever I can think of, the weather, sports, politics, anything to keep the conversation going. And so often I realize afterwards that I didn't say anything edifying at all. Nothing that really built the person's spirit or strengthened them spiritually. For me to do this, to build people up in my speech, I have to plan ahead. If you're like me and this doesn't come naturally, give that a try. Whenever you come across a truth from Scripture that's encouraging, motivating, inspiring, comforting, strengthening, whether it's from your devotions or a sermon or a book or whatever, jot it down and put it into words so that you can pass it along to others and have it ready. A lot of times, if I come across a great thought that I want to be reminded of, I'll post it on social media. That way, each time somebody likes it or comments or anything like that, I'm reminded of that principle. Not to mention the fact that my online friends can be edified by it. So each time you come across an edifying idea, write it somewhere and keep it in your back pocket to bring up in conversations with family, friends, people at church, everyone you can find to give an edifying word to.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of Philippians, 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.